Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation followed by meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 74, and following that we will sink deeply into our hearts. Lesson 74. There is no will but God's. The idea for today can be regarded as the central thought to which all our exercises are directed. God's is the only will. When you have recognized this, you have recognized that your will is His. The belief that conflict is possible has gone. Peace has replaced the strange idea that you are torn by conflicting goals. As an expression of the will of God, you have no goal but His. There is great peace in today's idea. There is no will but God's. This thought is wholly true, so it cannot give rise to illusions. Without illusions, conflicts are not possible. Let us try to recognize this today and experience the peace this recognition brings. There is no will but God's. I cannot be in conflict. I am at peace. God wills peace for His Son. The text tells us that sharing God's will is not really open to choice, though it may seem to be. The whole separation lies in this error. The only way out of the error of separation, of believing my will could be different than God's will, the only way out of that error is to decide that I have nothing to decide. Everything has been given me by God's decision. That is His will and I cannot undo it. God doesn't wish. God wills. A meditation practice that I do is I sit quietly and I think of a situation or person, something that brings me great joy. And I allow myself to sit thinking about that and feeling the joy, experiencing the joy. And once I have a good grip on that, I'll let the idea go away. I'll let the joy be there without any reason for the joy. And as I let the idea of where joy comes from leave me, I sit with just joy, just the feeling of joy, just the being in joy. And then I look at that, and I see that it doesn't come from without, from outside of me. This joy is what is coming from within me. And I sit with this joy that is coming from within me, this joy that has no outside connection, it's all within. And I notice how natural it is to be in joy, how it's my nature, how I was created to be. And I sit with that, my being as I was created to be, as I sit in joy. And as thoughts come up that seem to want to pull me out of joy, I'm very attentive to being in joy, and as the thoughts come up, I let them come up, but I allow them to float away. I don't get attracted to them. I don't want to engage with them, because all I will to be is joy. I have no conflict with what I want in the moment, which is just to be in joy. I practice this many times a week because as I practice this, I've found through practice, I can find the joy pretty much whenever I put my mind to it, whenever and wherever it becomes my will, I can find this joy. I can be in joy because it is God's will and my will that I be joy. as we sink deeply into our hearts, close your eyes and try to experience the peace to which your reality entitles you. Sink into it and feel it closing around you. There may be some temptation to mistake these attempts for withdrawal, but the difference is easily detected. If you are successful, you will feel a deep sense of joy and an increased alertness rather than a feeling of drowsiness. Thank you for joining with me in our truth of joyous peace. Namaste.